Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Adam Peterson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Sosa reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Sosa moves to third. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sosa tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheffield. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner bunts towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Peterson covering. Safe. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Grebeck applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Thomas scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parker. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Grebeck applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Yount picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Guillen moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Hamilton moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Gantner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Tom Eden's now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grebeck is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Grebeck moves to second. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnson scores. Grebeck scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing first base. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sosa is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards first. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Spears reaches third base with a triple. Ken Patterson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Sosa fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sosa. Spears scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Barry Jones now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff scores. Parker moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Parker scores. Deere moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Spears hits a ball on the ground for a single. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.